the pasuk tells us Elohim lo teqallel v'nasi be'amcha lo ta'ur. So it's azhara to Chalil Bechas to do Birkat Hashem, and it's also a warning against cursing a dayan. V'nasi be'amcha, nasi be'amcha refers either to a king or to the head of Sanhedrin, which basically therefore means that a person would not be allowed to curse out dayanim, the judges in the beddin. And also, a person will not be allowed to curse either the king, as I mentioned, or the head of Sanhedrin. So, Harav Ketav Sofer, the son of Harav Chatam Sofer, about 150 years ago, he writes a major, major commentary. He says, if you take a look, the Midrash on this pasuk says, "Im ata meqalel hadayan," if you come to curse them, curse, let's say, a judge, a Jewish judge in a beddin, "Ein ata meqalel ella tevuatcha," you are cursing out your own produce, which means your own paranasa. What does it have to do with anything? So therefore he writes, he says, unbelievable point. He says, when a person has sova, he has satiation, and a person in easily is earning his paranasa, so therefore he has extra time in his hand. Once you have extra time in your hand, a lot of times a person is going to fall into trouble. That's why, to begin with, we have the difficulty of parnasa, bezeat apecha tocha lechem, because of the fact that if a person is not going to be busy, he's going to have, unfortunately, a lot of time, and then with a lot of time, then a person is going to come to do chataim. And therefore, what prevents a person from sinning? The fact that he's busy with earning a living, let's say. So the bottom line, writes out of Ketav Sofer as follows. He says, in Parashat Vayakhel, when the Torah says, "Lo tevaruhesh bechol moshavotecha miyom haShabbat," a person is not allowed to ignite fire. Lefi Pashut Peshat means a person is not allowed to turn on fire. However, both Sefer HaAkedah and also Shelah HaKadosh, they both bring that what does it mean? On a deeper level, it means, "Lo tevaruhesh, esh haMachloket." A person is not allowed to start fire, means the fire of Machloket miyom haShabbat. What does it mean? On why Dafka Shabbat? Because they both write on a deeper level, it means being that Shabbat the person is again not too much busy, he's relaxed mode, he's sitting around the table much more than during the week, has nothing else what to do, so he starts talking about other people, other families, etc., etc. He would get involved with Lashon Hara, Rechilut, Motzi Shemra, etc. And therefore, Lo Tevaruesh, don't start the fire of Machloket, don't start. The entire thing starts with the fact that a person has extra time in his hand. So therefore writes Harav Ketav Sofer as follows. The fact that the Pasuk says, "Vahi bimei shefot ha-shoftim," that the Jews used to judge et shoftehem. The commentary is given, "Shefot ha-shoftim." The Jews used to judge their judges. And then the Pasuk says right after this, "Vahi ra'av ba'aretz." There was hunger in the land. Why one follows the other? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that you are judging the judges, you are cursing the judges, etc., you're saying Lashon Hara, etc., HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make you busy. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes you busy, by you terutim the parnasa, ubedagad the parnasa, a person is concerned and worried and busy with earning a living, then automatically, velo shaftu od et shoftehen. You're no longer going to have time to judge your judges. So therefore, that's the understanding of the pasuk. Im ata mekalel adayan. If you are cursing out the rabbis and the judges, en ata mekalel ella tevuatcha. Your chalil bechas, a person is going to cause his own misery in the area of parnasa. Let me just end with one nekuda mamash. That Harav Sefer Achinuch and Pasuch that the Torah says Venasi Be'am Chalutau Mitzvah number 71. So in the Sefer Achinuch he writes as follows: Mishor Sha Mitzvah. Why do we have such a thing that a person is not allowed to curse out the king or curse out the head of the Sanhedrin? What's the problem over here? So we know we have three languages of curse that the Torah says don't do. Lo Tekalel Cheresh. I feel somebody that cannot hear. So he doesn't understand bichlal what you said. Isu Doraita, if a person uses either the one of the names of Hashem to curse, Isu Doraita, and he would also get lashes for it. Then nasib Elohim lo teqalel ve nasib amcha lo taor, etc. So writes, what are the mishor shel mitzvah? What are the roots of this mitzvah? He says as follows. In order to have yishuv ben adam, in order to have proper settlement in a country, mibilish yasu, it's impossible, mibilish yasu echad mibeinem rosh al acherim. If you don't make one of them the head of the whole, the entire community, if you don't have a head, you're going to have a disaster. So therefore, once a person wants to have hatzlocha, you need to have, let's say, a mayor. You need to have a boss. You need to have a rabbi. You need to have somebody on top. Ulekayem gezerotav. Right, Sefer HaChinuch? You have to do exactly what he says. Mipnesh de'ot b'nei adam chalukin ze mizeh. Everybody has their own opinion, and you are entitled to your opinion. Very good. Velo yaskimu kulam le'olam ledat ahat. It's impossible that you will have a community that everybody should come to have the exact same idea and opinion. You can't have such a thing. There is no such thing. Gemara says, Keshem sheparzufem parzufem einu dome zu lazu, kach de'otehem einu dome zu lazu. Just as two people do not look alike, their opinion also are not going to be the same. So therefore, lema'aseh, what's going to be when people in a community, they have disagreement, and there is nobody on top, there is no president to be able to rule over them, and they should listen to him, there is going to be automatically a chaos, total chaos in the whole entire community. So mitoch kach, he says, as a result, yetze mibeinem habitul v'asifa bepeulot. Bitul va bitul. What does it mean? That you cannot accomplish anything. He wants to take the community one direction, another person wants to take the community another direction. At the end of the day, even if you have the kohot, you're not going to be able to be successful. There is going to be major, major machloket. Ve'al ken tzerichim lekabel dat echad mehem im tov ve'im ra. They have to accept one opinion, whether for good or for worse. Leman yitzlechu v'yasku be'isko shel olam. You know, that's ultimate hatzlacha. And that's the way to be able to establish a community. That's the way to be able to have hatzlacha. And the growth of the community depends on this. Pam yimtza be'atzato v'chevtzo tu'el et rav u'pam ha'hefech. That means we don't believe, like have the other religions, that the rabbis don't make mistakes. There is no such thing. Says, the pasuch says, asher nasi yecheta, ashre hador, that there is such a thing that afilu nasi, biggest rabbi, could make a mistake. The king could make a mistake. The pasuk tells us everybody could make a mistake. There is no such thing that an individual can be infallible. There is no such thing in Judaism. Afilu says there is par helem davar shel sibur. Afilu Sanhedrin could make a mistake. So therefore, lemaase rai sefer achinuch. But at the end of the day, it could be he takes the community 90 steps forward, and then certain times could be he makes a mistake, Pam HaEfech, he's going to take them 10 steps backwards. But at the end, there is no chaos, there is no machloket, at least there is a direction. V'chol zeh, tov min ha-machloket shegorem bitul gamur. This is much better than the other choice, which is going to cause absolute bitul. You cannot move them anywhere. And the only way would be to have respect, first of all, to have a boss, to have a president, to have a rav, and then to have respect for him. You cannot curse him out. You cannot put him down. You cannot have lashon hara. So then automatically, nobody is going to have respect for him. Nobody is going to listen to him. So therefore, this is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has behind the mitzvah of Elohim, lo teqalel v'nasib amcha lo taor, that you cannot curse them out. לא לקללו אפילו שלא בפניו וכל שכן בפני עדים. Even if not in front of him, you cannot disrespect him. As a result of disrespect, then ultimately religion will be destroyed, community will be destroyed, etc., etc. So this is the nekuda number one that a person should come to realize to what extent it is important to have an individual that a person will be kafuf to absolutely subjugate my own personal opinion to that hagedolim and Gedolei HaTorah, and to respect them, and to follow their dictates.